If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. To my right, sir, of all things, Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. First of all, got an email from old David a few minutes ago. He is going live today.
Wow.
We'll get to that next week.
With all this snow?
Let's go to his Twitter and see what he has
to
say about it.
His internet work.
Yeah.
It's funny how it can work when he has harsh weather when he needs money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sure he would say he prayed enough and it came through.
Wow.
But
you want to call in like fucking Spectrum and be like, oh, I'm in the hole. I need the internet to work today.
So the interesting part about this is, yeah, okay, it still says that April 8th. Oh, he's talking about the eclipse. That's why it has that date. I didn't know why it was April 8th. I thought he was making predictions.
He thought he forgot what day it was?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, God, I slept for a whole month.
He's Rip Van Winkle. But so I don't know what he's getting into today. I guess we'll find out sometime next week.
I guarantee he's getting into a lot of super chats.
We had 54 inches, nearly 5 feet of snow, and another 8 is coming tonight. You're right. Yeah, before he couldn't go live when it was windy, but now they've figured out people who send him super chat money. It's like, well, you know, 8 feet of snow isn't that big a deal.
You'll never believe it.
Yeah, it turns out the internet still works when it's snowing.
I was being a dum-dum the whole time. It just wasn't on.
So, yeah, I guess we'll get around to that. Yeah, he does nothing but tweet about the snow now. So
the snow is very concerning to him.
I'm
not sure what that means he's insinuating from the snow, but it seems very important.
I think he believes that the earth communicates to him through...
He's very Native American.
Yeah, he is.
He thinks the weather is talking to him.
Well, he's going to be living outside in a teepee soon, too.
Oh, God, it's snowing. God must be mad.
All right, let's...
He wouldn't make it cold unless I had done something wrong.
I'm not sure where to start today. We got a bunch of things, but none of them are really connected together.
It's all a bunch of just weird stuff.
Yeah, it is. Well, this one's the least weird, and I just happened to come across it a few minutes ago, so let's watch it. I think this is from some sort of like documentary series with Stormy Daniels put out.
People just wanted the salacious details.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're a porn star.
This, nothing frustrates me more than this in public issues. Because Monica Lewinsky did the same thing after she sucked off Bill Clinton. She was like, everyone just wants to talk to me about blowing the president.
Why is this all anybody asks me about?
It's like, that's literally what you're famous for. You are famous for sucking his dick.
And when you fuck on camera, I mean.
So. Yeah, you're a porn star who slept with the president. What are we're supposed to ask you about, like, your foreign policy?
Yeah, what do you think of China?
Michel Charlie! When I came out of that bathroom and Trump was there in his underwear, you know, so...
Oh, you've sucked worse dicks.
That's, and she didn't really come to the conclusion that this was an awful experience until well after the fact.
Yeah, until it made her money.
Entitled.
Oh, he's entitled. Well, wait a second. Didn't he pay her for sex?
I mean, yeah, I thought that's how this worked.
Well, if I pay you for a product, I do believe I'm entitled to receive the goods.
I remember thinking, oh, fuck. How did I get myself into this?
I bet you've thought that more than once.
But wait, wasn't she was selling sex and he purchased sex?
It's a mystery.
So what part of this is she confused about? You know exactly how you found yourself in this situation. You were selling people the opportunity to be put in this situation.
It's a pretty literal transaction.
That'd be like me saying, I don't know how I ended up here today. I don't know what happened.
I felt that I had been misled and tricked and...
Into what?
We kind of talked about this.
Can you trick a porn star into having sex? Aren't they the expert on the matter? Well, doesn't their expertise see, like, go over yours in that particular instance?
Also, if it was that big of a deal, you could just leave. It's not like Trump was holding there at gunpoint. But
fucking suck my dick. Quite frankly, you're going to suck my dick or I'm going to shoot.
The door is locked. I've got the best padlocks. No one's going to. But I don't like this thing everyone's doing where they're just retconning the past to be this, like, everything is just this monstrous, horrible experience. And yet she didn't say shit about it for however long.
Nope. Well, it wasn't profitable until now.
I can't even find the words, but I thought we had this mutual respect.
Yeah, he had so much respect for the literal porn star.
It's
real, real mammoth galaxy brain there.
Well, I mean, people throw around the word a whore in a pejorative sense very frequently these days, but she is literally someone exchanging sex for money.
She is definitionally speaking a whore.
So, again, what part of this is confusing to her? Maybe this is why she was a porn star. She's not so good in the thinking department.
She's not very bright. She's got big, fat tits.
You know, I've maintained it wasn't rape in any fashion. Like,
we know.
Okay, so then what's the issue? This is the other thing you can't do. Sleeping with someone and later regretting it is not a newsworthy event.
No,
that's something that happens all the fucking time, and it shouldn't ruin anyone's life. You just got to kind of accept the L and move on.
She'd probably make more money if she was just like, best dick I'd ever had.
Well, she's all, like, she was clearly fine with it at the time because she didn't do anything to stop it. It's only now that it's this traumatic experience.
Yeah, also funny for a porn star to be like, I fucked a lot of dudes, but this was the one that I regretted. The gangbang I did, no qualms about that.
I also sincerely doubt she actually regrets it because her career had fucking disappeared.
Not. This is fantastic for her.
Yeah, she's been in the news cycle for 10 years at this point because of this.
She was just going to be another 90s porn star that killed herself.
Yeah.
Because I was 9 years old again.
Wait, what?
I didn't say no because...
Okay.
I was 9 years old again.
All right, what does that mean? So now it was also pedophilia?
People just keep fucking doing this. But you weren't 9 years old and you could have said no.
This is how I know the Don has, like, objective charisma because he traumatizes people with it. Well, he was so cool, it made her a child again.
I think a lot of what this is obviously Trump's sort of his public perception was way different back when this happened.
Yeah, he was just a cool playboy.
Right. And then, you know, once everything started shifting when he was running for office, she's now going to do the math on, like, oh, my God, this guy fucked me and I got to come up
it
with some reason.
It must have been rape, even though it was consensual.
I was actually 9 years old at the time.
No, but my mom, in my head...
And now they're showing pics of her as a child. Goddamn, that's so fucking scummy. It's just like having sex with a child.
Having consensual sex with a porn star, it's basically pedophilia.
Here's a picture of her from when she was younger. No, that's not when it happened. It happened 20 years after that.
The thing I remember was, like, I could totally take him if I want to scream or fight, but, like,
I'm not sure if that's true. And Trump's like 6'2", right?
He's a big fella.
I'm not supposed to act like that.
Hmm.
You're not supposed to start screaming and yelling during a consensual encounter? Okay. All right.
There's that whole dynamic because I was from the South that...
What?
Maybe I've missed this part since moving to Texas. Is this a thing we get to do here?
I don't know. Either she's just really amping up the story or the editors had a day.
I got to start going around demanding sex more. I didn't know they weren't allowed to say no.
Yeah, look, I was going to say it was rape, but I'm from the South. You know how that is.
He was...
What?
An elder and a man, and I was taught.
You were taught to suck him off.
How old was she when this happened? She had to be in her 20s, right?
She's in, like, her late 20s, I think.
Jesus.
Show respect and be a good girl.
And suck him off? What does... Literally, I feel like she's just saying these things thinking it's the right thing to say. Maybe they just gave her a script.
All these things have been from a script. We talked about it in the live stream where people... Like, they saw everyone else come out with their stories, and everyone since then has just sort of followed the exact same playbook, hoping for a similar result.
Yeah, she's giving all these excuses like they're supposed to mean something.
Yeah, none
like,
of it.
Well, I thought he was my elder. Like, okay, so you sucked his dick? What?
Yeah, well, see, that reasoning flies if it's someone who was in a position of power in your life. You know, if you're a 16-year-old girl and you slept with, like, your 40-year-old teacher or something, that's way different than, again, exchanging money for sex.
Well, yeah, it's just like, well, you're from the South, so they tie you to suck old dudes' dicks?
In the South, we always pay for sex.
Like, why is that part of the equation here?
Oh, that was it. All right. I'm getting really sick of people doing this shit. It's like not even from a political perspective, but we gotta knock it off with this stuff.
We gotta repeal the 19th.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's get a palate cleanser here.
Can't let these ladies vote anymore. Ruined it. We gave you a chance and we said, can you just be normal? And you couldn't do it.
Every time I see something like that, I feel like I'm clearly missing some gigantic portion of the puzzle, because that's a documentary. There was a whole crew of people there. There's a guy running the camera. There's somebody asking questions. There's a dude running the lightings. There's a dude on the microphone. And apparently everyone in that room thought that was a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah.
And I can't put it together why it's just, I mean, she's just complaining about sleeping with someone she later wishes she didn't sleep with.
Yeah, which there's probably a lot of those for her, given her profession, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure not every waitress likes every table they've ever served.
No, but that's part of the job.
Well, it's service with a smile. You got to commit to it.
Hope for a tip.
Let's watch whatever the fuck this is. Some sort of old-timey sitcom?
I think it's like a Christian satire.
Wait, why is, I got to turn this down first of all.
Family first.
Why is the kid 38? Look, he's got a fucking widow's peak.
Look, I mean, when you're hiring, you know, strictly Orthodox Christian actors, it's a limited pool.
I guess that's true.
Class, what are you doing in my room?
I got you right where.
It's so great. I can already tell where they're going with this. This is heavy metal, right?
That's something like that, yeah.
Well, this I guess this would have been around the time when people were trying to use Satanic Panic as a reasoning for all these murders.
This is pretty peak Satanic Panic.
Yeah, well, there's a famous case that occurred on a military base where this dude's family all got, I think, stabbed to death or maybe shot to death. But when he was being interviewed by the police, he said it was some fucking hippie who came in, kept saying, like, acid is groovy, killed the pigs.
I want you now, Collins. You're a dead man.
What do you mean a dead man?
The master wants you dead tonight.
Okay, well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 of them and 1 of him. And he's only got a knife.
But he's got a knife.
And the power of Satan on his side.
Who's your master, Lance? Satan.
Who's your master, Lance?
Satan.
Take your power over Lance's life. You shut up.
How funny it would be if he just stabbed him to death and just did nothing. Just
tanked him.
Yeah. No, it turns out that doesn't work.
Shut up. Help me.
Listen to this. This is Revelation.
Reading the Bible to the guy who broke into your house to kill you.
2010, and the devil that deceived them was.
Even for it being a show, he does not look happy to be listening to this. He's got fetal alcohol face.
Lake of fire and brimstone.
You guys just don't understand, do you? You just don't understand. I am a Satanist. I belong to a coven. Satan commissioned me.
I'm not a Satanist coven. Witches have a coven. I'm not sure if Satanists
have a coven.
Through my high priest to come here and kill you. Satan hates you.
Well, what a coincidence. I don't exactly like him.
Oh.
Hit the button. Hey.
Lance, who is your high priest?
His name is Rocky Travers.
Oh, no.
Rocky Travers wants to kill me because I wouldn't let his little brother start on our Little League baseball team?
Well, that seems like a ridiculous reason to murder a family.
Well, but, he is, you know, possessed by the devil.
Yeah. But I mean, your 8-year old not being the starting pitcher of the Little League team hardly seems like a reason for a
That's worth a killing.
Quintuple murder.
Go to the Dark Lord.
Doug, it's more.
Oh man, speaking of murder, I saw they caught one of those Russia dudes, and they immediately just pulled down his pants and started shocking his dick with nice. Like a battery to get him to talk.
Some of the classics.
Than that.
Gay. Oh no, a disturbance in the force.
It doesn't feel right. We gotta take action.
Now wait a second. This does kind of look like that Poke Runyon thing from last
this
Friday.
Might be the same set.
Gee, that was a heavy thing that happened last night. Did you ever...
Oh, I want more. Is there more of this show?
You can try and find it.
Let's search on YouTube. Was it Family First?
Family First.
That's, I can't imagine it ran for very long.
Well, I mean, it was paid for probably by some church.
Yeah, typically. The evils of Christian rock.
To the flesh. I was sitting right here tonight and I was trying to hear the music and my leg just started going like this and my arm started going like this and just
damn, the devil got his leg grooving.
Irating. And I said, I
like
better
a black.
Because it's offending my Christian brothers.
How'd your concert go last night?
Dad, it was loud. It was great. Revolutionary. It changed.
It was loud.
This, their son has a comb over.
No, he's in high school.
We can see that. Doug, I sure do like your haircut. It's a little long in the back, but
I'm not sure if that's the mother or sister.
Well, it's
sister. Connie, if you'd listen to these tapes, you might find your hairstyle changing as well. And I'm burning all my tapes, and I want to burn that one as well, please.
Say what?
I'm burning my tapes.
You're not burning these tapes.
Dad, these are my tapes. I can burn them if I want.
How'd you buy the tapes, Doug?
With my allowance.
Who gave you your allowance?
Oh, come on, Dad. If I went out and bought 20 liters of marijuana...
20 liters?
Wait, is this a bit?
I mean...
You can't buy weed by the volume. You don't.
It's hard. It's honestly hard to tell if it's just uber Christian or if it's satire, it's stupendous.
He sold a whole gallon of marijuana to this guy. Maybe he means extract. Maybe he was way ahead
That's
of
true.
The curve.
Maybe
yeah.
He actually did know what he was talking about.
Yeah, he had a fucking liter of a
you want me to burn
wax.
That and get rid of that, wouldn't you? Same thing, huh?
Contemporary Christian music does not make you high.
Exactly. It makes you low. Dad, I don't think that you fully understand the impact that this music is having on society today.
I feel like they're improvising this entire scene.
It wouldn't shock me.
Doug, I don't think you can understand the impact that my hand is going to have on your backside if you try to burn those tapes.
He's going to beat his ass.
Son of
Damn
mine
right.
Trying to tell me I don't understand the impact music could have on society? I watched the Beatles get off the plane, bud, and watched them on the Ed Sullivan Show. I sat in the rain at Woodstock. Flat-headed, toe-headed, greased, back-haired, turkey face, know-it-all kid.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
This is the strangest show I've ever seen. I guess this is like some sort of clip compendium. I kind of...
Fire by Night, number 41. What cable access channel was this on?
That's what I'm trying to figure out here is why? Why does this exist?
Is this on like Idaho, like Boise TV?
That guitar is ridiculously painful to listen to.
Very shrill.
Yes. Wow, D. John Witte.
Man, this era really all used the same graphics, like the same show format. All right, it's a quirky family that's going through life's ups and downs.
What the fuck kind of name is Vasijo?
Vasijo Witte. Oh God, he's a stand-up comedian.
So they just they were just trying to rip off Seinfeld.
Wow.
What?
American Airlines.
It's Joe. Doug's home. Hey, Mom. Good to see you. Hey, Connie, how was your trip to China?
Doug, you wouldn't believe the things that happened.
Hey, you wouldn't believe what happened on our trip. It was awesome. Wow. American food. Thank you.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and eat mine. Well, tell us about your trip, Doug.
Well,
why are they so fucking happy?
Because they have the Lord.
Has anyone ever actually lived like this? Am I that fucked up that no one lives like this, right? Or am I missing some crucial aspect of
apparently
life?
Apparently, when you have the Lord, you can.
Damn.
Son, don't eat with your mouth full. How many people got saved?
50 people.
Oh, okay, so the plot is he went to China to save the savages.
That's funny because I don't think you can take Bibles into China.
No, in fact, I remember...
I think that's like a punishable by death.
I remember someone coming to talk to us in high school who had done an undercover mission to China where he smuggled Bibles in. And
his ass.
Yeah, it was only one Bible. He flew all the way to China.
It's very painful.
He said there were at least 50 people saved the first day.
Wow. Hallelujah.
What did you do?
You
saw a bird?
No.
A big bird?
No.
You saw a big bird in Costa Rica?
No, Mom, I played a chicken in the street drama.
Oh, well, let me see you do your chicken.
Honey, Doug doesn't want to.
Do you think these guys have ever said anything funny during the course of their life? Like the people writing this?
He wants to eat his chicken.
Because they thought this was funny.
I want to see your chicken. Doug, show me your chicken.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just
because our chicken. I mean our boy. Call to the mission field.
He is going to be a chickenary.
Oh, a chickenary.
Minot Agricultural and Fine Arts Community College. Dear Mr. Collins, we are extremely interested in you playing basketball at our institution. Our recruiter has followed your progress on the
community
court.
College
and we feel that you have the
scholarship.
Nice, dude.
Potential to meet our needs as a point guard. A full scholarship is what we are looking for. Our graduates can be found around the world. Please contact me at my office. I look forward to meeting with you. Sincerely, Emerson Royd Coe.
I feel like it's unnecessary for the sake of the scene to read an entire page-length letter.
No. Why not agriculture and community college? This is great! A scholarship! Wow!
Wow! Heavy metal.
I'm home from my missions trip, Dad.
Is that
that is a very Christian 70s household.
It is. I like that the entire family are just missionaries. All right, we're going to jump off that. Enough of these people. Let's see what the devil's doing. We've checked in on the Lord.
Our boy is out of detox.
Okay, so this is Javi off of 30. What was the last thing we talked about with him? Was it when he was smoking fent while driving?
I think we might have talked about when he decided to go to rehab.
Oh, okay. I think he's faking it. I do not believe this individual
actually went to rehab.
Well, I guess the quick catch up for everyone is this is a guy who he is famous on drug Twitter for doing a lot of fentanyl. And then the other day, he said he was going to go to rehab, and then he kind of faked it out, and he didn't go, and then everyone got really mad at him, and then he said he was going to go, but then when he was supposedly in detox, his account was posting tweets, which they take your phone away from you in detox.
Whoops.
But it has this little like automated thing on all the tweets, but the problem with that was he was responding to other people's comments on his tweet, which I don't think you can't automate a conversation that hasn't happened yet. So this, I think this is the video he posted to try and prove to people he was actually getting treatment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Want the people who are watching this to know, or who accuse me of being a liar. Sorry, I'm being quiet. It's because
it's like an ASMR video.
Very quiet in here, and I don't want to be loud.
Okay, I think he's faking this too. I think he is
like a dentist's office.
I think he probably went to a detox facility, but he just sat in the chair to record this video
and then just left.
Yeah, because it doesn't like why would he be whispering? It doesn't really make any sense.
But to those of y'all who accuse me of a liar. Fuck y'all. It doesn't matter to me. I feel good as fuck. Proud as fuck.
All right, the other issue with this, he kept saying how good he feels. At this point in the saga, he would be like 4 days off fentanyl.
You'd be in severe pain.
Yes, I guarantee you do not feel good.
All that internet shit is dead. But I'm getting out of detox early, and I'm just... waiting.
Okay, that's also never a good sign. No one gets out of detox early.
That's not how it works.
No, you don't graduate from detox. You just leave when you're done.
But you know, we're going to keep you 2 weeks, but you look good. Why don't you head on out?
Yes, he was in the AP program at rehab. But it's usually like 3 to 5 days, depending on what you go in for.
For them to bring me my stuff up to the front. Hold on. Since y'all want proof so bad. So nice.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't fix something like that.
After I leave here, I'm going to go get a haircut, and then I'm going to a different facility to do my residential for 30 days. Anyways, bye.
All right. I think he was tweeting earlier today, too, so I'm not sure.
Well, maybe he's allowed his phone. You know, he's special. Someone cut together just a highlight reel.
I do love that. Junkie highlights is a fucking insane thing to have.
It's pretty sick, dude. It's so cool. And what a reel it is.
I, for the longest time when I first found this person, I thought he was a lesbian. I didn't know this was a guy for a long time.
No, just that zooted.
He also, his eyes, look how fucking far apart his eyes
what
are.
What is it with people? I feel like there's a whole new breed of people with eyes too far apart now.
They're creeping off the side of the head.
Yeah.
Maybe this is like the answer for a long time. It was people with a squishy face that looked stupid. This
and
is
now they've gone further out.
Yes. God damn, that's a lot of pills. I don't know if he's just young enough that he doesn't realize how much this is going to come back to bite him. It is not going to be a good thing to have a bunch of videos of you smoking fentanyl. Okay, I think the first time we talked about him was when he first got fired from Burger King.
Burger King, yeah.
Where he was caught smoking fentanyl in the bathroom. Part of the issue, well, he got fired from that job because he posted on Twitter him smoking fent in the bathroom, and then people sent that to his job. Yeah, and then he was furious that he got fired. It's like,
what do you think was going to happen, you fucking idiot?
You're doing heroin at work. Like, of course they're not going to keep you on.
You're the reason my Big Mac is fucked up, dude.
Even by the standards of the Burger King, you cannot be doing fentanyl.
Look, we don't have that many rules, but smoking heroin in the bathroom is one of them.
I'm not, I better get a fucking good Whopper for the $13 they're charging now. Wow, you know, best.
So young to have such a highlight reel.
Or maybe not. I honestly have no idea how old this person is.
That's true. He could be like 28.
Let's see if he's, he posted an hour ago. It does say automated, though, but I
feel like you could probably put that there.
Yeah, I don't believe it. That and this post is, like, this picture has been posted before, so... Well, you know, best of luck to the
lying
man.
Well, you know, part
of
me is like, I want him to get clean, but also, like, I want the content.
Yeah, it's, he might be able to flip it, but most people cannot flip it. People aren't watching him because he's got a good personality. They're watching it because it's unique to watch a guy do fentanyl openly.
Yeah, while driving.
I think that, well, there's just such a stigma about fentanyl these days that to find someone who specifically is trying to do fentanyl is a weird experience. All right. This guy shoved an eel up his ass.
Oh, that's horrific.
Live 12-inch eel removed from Vietnamese man's abdomen after it slid up his anus. Okay. Never mind. I guess it got in.
All right. Well, how does it just get in?
Also, hold on. This is like a tire smart water bottle in someone's ass.
Yeah.
Jesus. A Vietnamese man had a live eel surgically removed from his abdomen, and doctors believe it slid up his anus.
How? How does that possibly just happen?
Well, and also, there's not exactly a lot of other options for how the eel ended up in there.
Yeah, there's literally only, like, one way.
The stomach-turning discovery was made when an unidentified man, 34, went to the All right, hold on a second. Am I being had? The Ha Ha District Medical Center?
Ha Ha, you have you up ass.
Me so sorry.
He went there with severe abdominal pain on Wednesday, according to a local report. Doctors believe the sea creature entered the man's body through his anus and slid through his colon.
Ah, God, he probably just was hoping he had cancer.
But a 12-inch...
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's a lot of eel to slide up your asshole unnoticed.
I feel like if something this big was sliding in my ass by about, like, right here, I'd notice.
I absolutely don't believe that this happened without him noticing.
Yeah, you would try and reach back and yank it out, right?
I'm almost assured that this man
damn
shoved that eel up his ass.
That's... Yeah.
No. Either this man has the most, like, his ass feels absolutely nothing, or there's a lie going on, and I think there's a lie.
But how did the eel know which way to go? How did it? Well, I guess there's only one way.
Well, there's only one way to go.
The eel was found after doctors performed an ultrasound and x-ray, which showed a foreign object was inside the man's digestive tract. This is a rare case. I would hope so. Head of surgery, fam man hung.
Their names are all so silly.
He told the local outlet, the rectal area has a lot of fecal fluid.
Yeah, it's your asshole.
Well, yeah, that's where the fecal matter is.
That's it goes.
It's easily infected with bacteria, but it was performed safely, so the surgery did not have any problems.
Oh, thank God a professional pulled the eel out of his ass.
The eel caused intestinal perforation, peritonitis, a condition that causes inflammation in the stomach or abdomen. According to local reports, the man was kept in the hospital after the surgery and reported having mild abdominal pain. For given the situation, that feels like it went about as good as it could have gone.
I mean, yeah, no lasting damage, a fun story to tell, but I simply don't believe that eel just crawled up his ass unnoticed.
I agree with you, which is why I pulled this up. This is a report on rectal foreign bodies, which is what they call it when, you know, people get random shit stuck in their ass. Right. The treatment of rectal foreign bodies has been discussed in the medical literature for many years. Controlled studies of patients with rectal foreign bodies have not been conducted. Well, yeah, who are you going to find to purposefully shove something in their ass?
Yeah.
It's not been conducted, and the literature is largely anecdotal or consists of small patient series. The approach to the management of these patients has not changed in the last 10 to 20 years. It's just something in their ass. There's not a lot of ways to treat that other than removing it from their ass. These patients usually present to the emergency department because of pain, discomfort, or foreign body sensation, often after multiple attempts to remove the object. Presentation is almost always delayed because of embarrassment. Well,
yeah.
That makes me feel good, though. There is still some shame left in society where when you shovel the eel up your ass, You're at least positive to consider how silly you're going to look when you go tell the doctor that.
You really should.
The keys to adequate care for these patients are respect for their privacy.
Okay. Please don't tell anyone, Doc.
I don't think privacy is the main concern in this issue. I think getting the thing out of their ass is more important. Evaluation of the type and location of the foreign body, determination if removal can be performed. I just want to see where the list of stuff is. Caregivers should refrain from making disparaging or comical remarks concerning the nature of the problem and prevent invasions of the patient.
Don't joke about the thing they have stuck in their ass.
How do you not make a joke, though, if someone comes and they have a fucking tennis ball in their asshole?
I feel like you got to make light of it.
Yeah, this is not just priority, blah, blah, blah. Wait, I could have sworn I found this because it had a list of stuff In the vast majority of cases, rectal foreign bodies are inserted during erotic activity.
One would hope.
Yes, the objects are... Yeah, I hope you're not just fucking bored. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just put this flower vase in my ass.
Just shove some stuff up my butt, kill some time.
The objects are typically dildos or vibrators, although almost any object can be seen, including... Wow, light bulbs.
All right.
That...
How do you not break them?
That's what I'm thinking. That's that.
These people have much better control of their sphincter than I do.
That might be the worst possible object to put in your ass.
Yeah, I don't have the ass control that these people have.
Candles? Well, candles kind of make sense. That's dildo adjacent.
Yeah, it's close enough, I guess.
Shot glasses?
I don't understand shot glasses.
That's vaguely butt pluggish, I guess. And odd or unusually large objects such as soda bottles or beer bottles.
Fuck.
Stop shoving glass in your ass.
Yeah, god damn it.
Less commonly, foreign bodies are inserted rectally in an attempt at concealment.
Okay, the old prison pocket.
These objects are often drug packets. Less often, they are weapons such as knives or guns.
All right, don't put a knife in your butt.
All right, but if you can get an M16 smuggled in somewhere in your ass... Kudos to you.
Yeah, who are all these people with such flexible assholes?
Apparently, people have trained their asses to be much more impressive than mine.
I've really underestimated what the asshole can do.
What is they're initially swallowed and then transit through the gastrointestinal tract. Examples of the latter include toothpick, popcorn, bones, sunflower seeds. Well, is it dangerous to swallow sunflower seeds? I don't do it, but...
Apparently, if you shove them up your butt...
The weapon used in the assault is typically a blunt object. Yeah, okay, so this is just people smuggling it in prison. All right, that's enough
reading
about...
High-lying or low... Oh, location. Okay.
That's enough reading about someone's asshole. There's this guy. There's... Well, this is kind of similar to that other... Yeah.
The man that Dr. Patterson make our safety her priority. Yeah. First order of business... Adding police officers.
Does that woman have a mustache?
Yeah, so if I remember the proper context of this scene, there was a school shooter at this university.
Of course.
And this trans fella is going to be mad that they want more police because the police are bad.
Wow, what a reasonable scenario to have. What a realistic issue.
Yeah, so this faggy professor is talking about why they need more cops.
I don't know about that. Bringing cops to a school full of black students doesn't... People who make bomb threats against...
It was a bomb threat. There we go.
How many people are actually thinking shit like this? This has to be...
I mean, this is a real TV show.
Yeah, but people who make TV shows are fucking idiots.
Yeah, but this is what they think real people are doing.
Yeah.
This is why I don't believe in voting.
No, I don't. Whoever is thinking shit like this should not be allowed to vote. Anyone who is interpreting reality in these terms... Should be barred from their opinion mattering.
What if there was a bomb threat at HBCU, but a trans person was anti-cop?
Yeah, well, that's... I really have a hard time believing anyone who was legitimately a threat from a bomb would be like, let's not get the authorities involved.
Let's not. More police, let's settle that.
As if the cops are just going to walk in and start shooting black people. He's got a gun.
These are violent individuals who need to be met with strength and force. But sometimes the people that are supposed to have our backs...
They've got like the teenager mustache going on.
And also it's got no emotion. It's dead in the eyes.
It's all the lithium.
End up being our greatest threat.
You know, it's kind of got the affect of that dude we watched on Dr. Phil who was a cyborg.
I love you, but you're wrong about this, so why don't you
For the record, Nate knows exactly what she's talking about. She stood up to more cops on this campus that tried to shut down our right to protest than anyone else in this building.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for her.
So, the former president's daughter who lives in the big house knows about...
Ooh, the former president's daughter.
I like that her family being successful is a burn.
you this bourgeoisie bitch.
Yeah, your fucking dad's successful, you dumb whore.
Other people to make himself feel better.
No, I'm the guy trying to get things done for this student body.
Well, then maybe you should do less talking and more listening because it's clear only about yourself.
Oh, I would argue that's your issue.
Damn. These blacks are snappy.
People don't talk like this. People, no one's having conversations like this.
I certainly hope not.
We really...
But to be honest, Is the college campuses really that much different?
Probably not. I mean,
there's only one place where that conversation maybe happens.
I think what we're seeing is there's sort of a second layer of reality that exists currently in the form of social media. But for the most part, people don't exist on Twitter or TikTok all day. It's a very select group of people who can do that. They're people without jobs.
Yeah, but this generation kind of does. Gen Z kind of does.
Well, that's where I'm going with it, though, is the only place where someone does exist constantly online is someone in high school or college.
Yeah.
So they're living in a realm where this seems reasonable, but to the rest of the general population, this is obviously fucking retarded. Like, this is ridiculous. I shouldn't... That can't be a popular show, right? No one's tuning in.
I'm actually not sure what show it is, but I hope not.
I would rather watch this guy who's just crazy.
I'd literally rather watch 8 seasons of just schizophrenics explaining their delusions.
Concocted your imagination or your schizophrenia. Man. You've already mentioned a few that are
probably that I'm God.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Well, he does kind of, he's got the Jesus look.
He's got the look.
Yeah.
That's probably the craziest one. But
well, he kind of is God in a way.
Apparently, God and the devil are the same incarnation, just at different lifetimes, depending on how much the people, the people are actually the psychics. This is the main collective psychic group.
Okay.
They control who is who, what numbers you get issued.
Okay. Wait a second. So he's God and the devil.
God and the devil are the same person.
Right, right. Different sides, same coin. But then the general population is some sort of psychic group that manifests things?
Apparently.
Okay.
Dude, what names you'll get issued, stuff like that. You know, like, you're God, dude. You're obviously God. Every time I go to the beach, when I look at nature, when I'm walking on the street.
Dave, he is geeking.
Yeah,
every limb on his body is fucking just shaking back and forth.
Moving all around. Nature,
the message is very clear. Throw him in the ocean. Just throw him in the ocean.
Throw him in the ocean.
Well, hold on a second. I think the Satan portion of his mind is getting a little, it's coming to the front.
I go to the beach, and you know what I think? I should throw these people in the ocean.
Kill them all.
And then when I go to the ocean, they're like, you're God. You have to do these things, and you'll have magic.
And you'll have magic.
How good must that feel, though?
So sick, bro.
Because from this perspective, obviously it looks insane. But to go to the beach and truly believe you're the Lord, it's got to be fucking sick.
I could argue these guys have the only lives worth living.
They have magic powers.
Yeah.
And you'll get food, and you'll have everything you want, but you're gonna have to be homeless because you're also the devil.
Oh.
I like to think that it's just crazy shit. That it's just
yeah.
Schizophrenia, there's nothing I can really do about it. But then sometimes something will happen, like somebody will just pop up and say one word at just the right time that means that it's all real.
Nice.
That's exactly like what David Wilcock is sounding
That's
like these
so
days.
Sick.
Yeah.
That really is indistinguishable from David.
There's just one person comes in and says one thing vaguely related, and that confirms all the previous delusions. Now, speaking of delusions, this guy was found eating a human leg yesterday.
Well, maybe he was hungry.
A Wasco, California man. I don't know where that is in California.
Oh,
I've never heard of Wasco. Takes a human leg from a fatal train accident scene and starts eating it.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's better than him having found the leg for, you know, like acquiring the leg himself through other means.
Yeah, I mean, look, he did. It was just, you know, a crime of opportunity.
He just
and I mean I could argue was a real crime really be committed?
No, I mean it should be a slap on the wrist. He didn't kill this guy. Now I'm sure the dude's family probably feels very different to have had, man eating their son's leg.
Not great for them.
But the grand scheme of things, it's not really
just
that
get
big
the leg
a deal.
Back. How much could he have really eaten? A few bites.
Too much editorializing here. New York Post: a maniac was arrested Friday for snatching the severed leg of a person who had just been fatally struck by a train in California. Police said,
it's not exactly something you do. Sound of mind.
No, the man removed the limb from the tracks at the local Amtrak station in Wasco, a city roughly 25 miles northwest of Bakersfield. Oh, so this is bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, okay.
Wild footage posted to X shows the sicko closely inspecting the leg. even appearing to sniff it. Well, yeah, you want to make sure it hasn't gone bad.
Yeah.
Was he going to do eat spoiled legs?
That's just common sense.
In the middle of the sidewalk, he appeared unconcerned by the responding police or the, well, yeah, he is eating a human leg. He's probably not exactly in the best state of mind.
I would assume he's a little out of it.
He appeared unconcerned by the responding police or the bewildered bystanders filming the revolting scene and gave a brief wave when he spotted the cameras.
This dude also probably thought he was God.
I'm starting to think anytime someone has an ill-fitting sweatshirt like this, they're up to no good. You can buy tons of sweatshirts that are very affordable these days, and to have one that so ill suits your body is a sign of mental illness.
It does seem suspicious.
There's something about crazy people where they can't wear clothing right. Like they can't even, like, a shirt looks weird on them.
They manifest it.
Everything, all the insane thoughts in their head manifest physically. Yeah, at least he's got, maybe he doesn't have shoes. what, is that the end of it? The crazed man then took off with the leg, swinging it nonchalantly as officers closed in. Officials identified the man as 27-year-old Resendo Taliz, who was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants. Shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
And for taking evidence from the scene. A pedestrian had been struck by a train at the station at 8 a.m. The unidentified victim was killed, and their leg was severed.
Why Damn. Did you take? I take the leg because I was hungry.
It was
No, he already there, so I take a leg so I can take a bite.
He should have cooked it like the thing they put on the spit.
I sniffed the leg and he smelled good, so I eat.
All right,
I need to eat the leg.
Oh damn! I closed my Gmail. I got to pull up more links here. Oh, thank God. Diego Piero Gustino has posted more TikToks.
I download TikTok to look at one video for work and now won't stop emailing.
I know. I get like 4 emails a day on TikTok.
Fucking leave me alone, you stupid Chinese.
What else I got in here? Nutmeg is the new legal high. Yes.
I had another map in the bookmarks that was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Let me find that. There's some other guy who got put in a coma because of an ingrown pube.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that one, too. I haven't read it yet, so I think this... No, that's the interview with Schizophrenic Man.
I don't remember which one it was. Maybe the first one?
It also doesn't help that when I click on these links, they just load randomly at the top, like...
Yeah, it's not particularly intuitive.
No, they just open in the middle of all my tabs, which... does not help me sort these things out. Some guy is wrestling in Uganda.
Oh, the Ugandan Wrestling League.
Ah, here we go.
There it is.
A fetish map of the United States. Yeah. I feel like we saw one of these, right?
We've seen a similar one.
It was the like kink.com one though. I wonder what the source of this information is.
This is from Google.
Interesting. Okay. Whipping in Texas.
Seems a bit slavish.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's some sort of epigenetic phenomenon.
I guess technically we would have been whipping Mexicans.
Wax play?
Is that like when you pour hot wax on people?
Yeah. You gotta... Ooh. Man, everyone who gets... needing to have all this extra equipment... Like if you're trying to fuck someone, you gotta show up with a bag of candles and lighters, and then you can't come if your bick runs out of fluid.
It's a lot of work.
Wow, just sadism. I like that one.
That's kind of dark.
Yeah, it is. Cuckolding.
Armpits. Ew.
Used underwear.
Ew.
Where's armpits?
Right there, next to California.
Okay, hold on. What you just—I asked where armpits was, and you pointed at the TV, which has the entire map on it.
Yeah, but I pointed right at the there.
Yeah. It's, the problem is I'm not sitting right next to you, so I can't see where you're pointing. I also love when we look at these maps because it exposes how fucking dumb we are that we don't know what any of the states are. I know California, I know Texas, I know Florida, but everything else I have no idea. Rhode Island's foot fetish, okay, suits, whipping, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, chastity belts in New Mexico.
Interesting.
Oh, Nevada is armpits, okay. Oh, and Indiana.
We have two states that are into armpits?
That seems weird. What the...
What is yoni egg?
I was just about to ask you. Isn't that one of those like vibrating? Take this off the screen. Let's find out. Yoni.
It sounds like a dish.
Yeah, this is an Asian phenomenon. What is a yoni egg? Here's why you shouldn't put one in your vagina.
Well, tell that to these people.
Yeah, that seems like a bad
trait. Is it actually an egg?
Yoni eggs are egg-shaped gems, typically made from quartz or jade.
Why are they putting that in their pussy?
Wait, what state was that? That was Alaska? That's not really a place that has, Alabama. Alabama is not a crystal location.
What do they think this thing is doing?
Maybe it gives you magic power.
Does it improve the pussy?
Well, isn't this what Gwyneth Paltrow was selling? She sold some sort of like gemstone egg that you were supposed to.
The South loves Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah. In fact, right here, as of 2022, Goop, a lifestyle website owned by Gwyneth Paltrow, claimed these eggs could harness the power of energy work. Oh, so you put an egg in your pussy for Reiki purposes.
Oh, okay. That's very crystal bitchy.
Oh, yeah. That makes it. Okay, that map's wrong. There is a 0% chance Alabama is doing this.
Alabama? Yeah, I would have believed like some weird state.
No, that's a Colorado, California endeavor, not one of these. Let's find out about getting high on nutmeg. I feel like getting fucked up on nutmeg makes the rounds once a year because everyone in high school reads Malcolm X and then they read about when he tried to get high on nutmeg in prison.
Either that or TikTok. You know, once a year they all do it. It's like the migration habits or something.
Now, I've heard you can, like, it does work, but no one says it's pleasurable. It's because you got to eat a lot of nutmeg.
Get high on a lot of things.
And second, it's just kind of poisoning yourself. I don't believe you can sniff it and get high. A Georgia mom whipped up a fragrant frenzy on social media this week after warning parents in a now viral video that their teens have found a peculiar new way to get high. Damn. That's one of the oldest forms of content that we've had is fear mongering for parents.
Yeah.
Like I'd love a all inclusive list of the things that people have said teens are using to get high over the last several decades.
Can't you boys just do normal drugs?
The woman who goes by the name Lakeview Living on TikTok ignited the controversy after speaking with a teacher who related the issues that schools in their area are experiencing with everyday baking ingredient.
They keep finding new ways to get high.
I mean, at that point, wouldn't you just rather your kids smoke weed or drink?
Yeah, you got to pick your poison.
I would much rather my kid drink 5 beers than fucking huff a bunch of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Because if you're a nutmeg huffer, that means you're stupid because that means you can't get your hands on real drugs.
Yeah, you're also probably weird.
Yeah, I don't want my kid to be a dweeb. He's got to be cool. Do drugs.
Go do cocaine with the cool kids.
Today I was talking with one of the teacher's friends and she was like, girl, trying to stay one step ahead of these kids
black.
Is exhausting.
Okay.
You're pretending
or
to
very
be black
southern.
For TikTok.
One of the two.
The mom recalled in a post that has Spice racked up 500,000, hit the button, 500,000 views in just days. I know it sucks, the woman who is a youth leader.
Oh, a youth leader. Oh, okay. These are uber Christian people.
It is always a very Christian person.
These boys getting high on Satan's juice with the nutmeg.
Well, I think the only way you can believe this shit is if you've never done drugs yourself.
Yeah.
That's a very sheltered perspective to have on this.
Nutmeg is demonic.
Because first of all, if there's something to get high on in everyone's house, it's vanilla extract. Everyone knows that. There's alcohol content in it.
Well, these kids don't know that. They're stupid.
There was an episode of Family Matters or something where the alcoholic uncle came to visit and they threw out all the booze, so he chugged the entire bottle of vanilla extract.
It'd be funny if they're like, there's a drug epidemic in our schools. Be like, oh, our kids are homeschooled.
However, she said her friend told her something flipping wild. Yes, very, very religious.
Wow, this is super Christian.
She said that an area school recently had conducted a backpack check during. I used to hate that when they would do it in high school.
I always thought they were going to plant evidence on me.
Yeah, I didn't trust them even back then.
Yeah, how do I have to let the police go through my shit without me watching?
Yeah, I don't know if this was a normal experience for most people, but at our high school, the cops would show up with a fucking drug dog.
Yeah, like once a week.
And they'd kick you out of the classroom and they'd go through all your shit, which I still get that feeling when I fly these days. Like if I use a bag.
That is what they're doing.
I've had a lot of drugs in my bags over the years, and I'm always worried that I'm going to miss, you know, one pill or a baggie or something.
The next thing you know, I'm on the no-fly list.
Yes. When the students were asked why they had, they did the backpack check, during which teachers found bottles of nutmeg.
No, it's for a cake.
This is for home ec.
I'm baking, I swear.
When the students were asked why they had the eggnog essential in their bags, they told teachers it was because they had culinary class. All right, good job, kids.
Good move.
A good lie. She said when a fellow teacher approached the culinary instructor about what they were making with the warming seasonal spice, the teacher replied, "What are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg." Damn, it's a snitch. Where's the volume on this? I got to hear her voice.
Step ahead of these kids is exhausting. And I was like, yeah, I'm a youth leader. I know. It sucks. Let me just tell you what I heard today.
She didn't have enough of an accent for my taste.
No.
One of our local schools had a backpack check today, and a couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. And so she would like,
I hope it was actually heroin and they were just saying it was nutmeg.
Okay, but that's also really fucking dumb because you need a lot of nutmeg to get high. You gotta eat like several grams
of
nutmeg.
Yeah, not only are these kids gay, they're retarded.
Yeah, they can't even use Google right. Apparently, the school's resource officer overheard the conversation and asked which students had the nutmeg in their bag. He later found the students in their classrooms and confiscated the nutmeg, and the students got getting suspended
for
over
nutmeg.
Let's not ruin the kids' lives over fucking nutmeg. Also, that fucking resource officer should be ashamed of himself. He's keeping the streets safe from nutmeg.
Can't you be the cool resource officer, not the gay one?
You know why they're all suspended? Because these flippin' teenagers have figured out you can use nutmeg to get high. I mean, this has literally been known since like the 1940s.
Yeah, we've known for a while.
Y'all can't get your homework done, but you can figure out how to get high off nutmeg. Yeah, because getting high is fun.
What do you mean? Of course.
They always do this. They're like, you know, these junkies can figure out all the chemistry to get the seals off the pills and stuff. It's like, have you ever done morphine?
That's how they get high.
Morphine is significantly better than homework.
Yeah.
If I'm going to devote all of my mental power to something, the payoff you get from drugs is significantly better.
Get exuded, of course.
Than, math homework. The Post has reached out to the whistle-blowing mom for comment. That's a bit of a reach, New York Post.
Yeah, not great.
Some commentators below our video said they've heard about nutmeg poisoning, and that's the warning was far from fake news.
Oh.
Fake news. Oh, shit. I didn't even get that one at first. I thought it was a typo.
That's big news, folks. Big news.
You should come up with a cookie company and use that. I took care of a kid years ago at the hospital for nutmeg intoxication. It was the first time I've heard of it. Started in jails, but they have the internet, so I'm sure that's where they learned it. This has been a thing for years. There's a substance in it that is psychoactive, but not in a fun way. You get the worst hangover of your life for a 10-minute high. I don't think 10 minutes is accurate either. I'm pretty sure it lasts like an insanely long time. That's part of the issue.
10 minutes would be sick.
Others were surprised the students were suspended. How were they suspended if it's not an illegal substance?
That's a fair question.
Very fair question, yes. Nutmeg, while generally used as a household spice, sometimes abused for its narcotic and hallucinogenic properties. We're going to Irrawit after this. According to articles from the Encyclopedia of Toxicology. Well, they're a bunch of fuddy-duddies, though.
Yeah, they're no fun.
You don't go to the Encyclopedia of Toxicology to learn how to do drugs.
They tell you how to not do drugs.
It's also hazardous and potentially fatal. 1 to 3 seeds or 5 to 30 grams of the groundnut are used to attain psychogenic effect. The initial symptoms.
That's a lot of nutmeg.
Yeah, it's a ton. The initial symptoms, eating an entire ounce of fucking nutmeg.
Nutmeg, yeah, ew.
The initial symptoms of taking large dose include giddiness, tingling, euphoria, and hallucinating. Wait a second. Do we have any nutmeg? We're doing a very special episode. The hallucinations can include change perception in time and space, detachment from reality, and a fear of death. What a bummer.
That is so oddly specific.
You just take a bunch of nutmeg and like, I don't want to die.
I'm going to die. Oh, no.
And then following that, it's delirium and drowsiness.
Well, that sounds better than fear of death.
Yeah. A 14-year-old was rushed to the emergency room with severe agitation after ingesting 3 tablespoons of nutmeg.
What is severe agitation?
Of course. For a TikTok nutmeg challenge in which she tried to get high off the drug, according to the report. But kids are stupid, though.
Yeah.
The Encyclopedia of Toxicology also noted that an 8-year-old died after eating 2 seeds, and that a 55-year-old also died from acute nutmeg poisoning.
What a gay way to go out.
Yeah, that's terrible. If you die from nutmeg, you weren't really meant to be around.
I ate too much nutmeg.
Is Irwid even around anymore? I might be showing my age here.
You can't kill a good thing.
Damn, this takes me back. The amount of hours I spent on this website in high school. This is where I learned almost all the information I know about drugs.
Everything. This should be put in the future library of Alexandria.
We gotta go to the nightmare segment. Where's difficult experiences,
bad trips.
I swear there was one worse than train wrecks and disasters.
Oh me, OD.
And then I'm going to hope this isn't like a very long. Okay, that's pretty long, but we'll read through it anyways, because why not? I've been. Okay, I'm sorry. Dose 40 grams.
Horrible. Oh, boy. All right, that's a good one.
It's a 205-pound person. Okay. I've been doing nutmeg for 2 years now.
Ugh. God, why?
But, yeah, what? There's so many...
Quit smoking. Just keep smoking pot, dude.
Better things to do. I've been doing it for 2 years now. Once a month on average, I quit smoking pot around the same time I started this. Yeah, that's not a good lateral move.
Yeah, that's a terrible trade-off.
In a lot of ways, nutmeg has kept me off other drugs as well. One of the intoxicating effects of the spice is that it is as much sickness as high. So in one not-so-neat 3-day package, I come out with the feeling that I never want to touch drugs again.
What an odd way to lower your drug use by... terrorizing yourself?
Well, that's sort of, I'm spacing on the name, the one they, Ibogaine. Ibogaine is kind of the same thing that they use people, or used to get people off heroin, is it's just like not pleasurable, and I guess that's part of the allure.
Isn't that how they do gay conversion therapy?
Yeah, they feed them all nutmeg, which arguably would be the gayest drug to do.
Well, they just make you feel bad when you look at gay things. Like, it feels like you just want me to feel bad when I get high.
It is operant conditioning. In this report, I aim to give an account of an average experience based on many experiences broken down to the various stages of the process, from dosage to the after effects, and also a short account of my most recent experience, an overdose, which resulted in a visit to the emergency room. Dun, wow. Dun, dun. I'm 20 years old, male, and 200 pounds. See, this is why we got to allow alcohol to be sold to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
So you don't end up with a 20-year-old doing this. Typically, I purchase the store brand package pre-ground nutmeg in the 60-gram containers for me. That is 2 doses, if I'm being careful. And I can only recommend that you be careful. I take out all the powder, even out its density, crush any large lumps. And then refill the container. Then I judge it is safe to measure out the doses by volume from the side of the container. My aim is to split it in half. Right, right, right. I don't really care about how you dose it. Let's get to the point where you start freaking out. Initially, smoking it seemed like a pleasant alternative to downing nutmeg, but after repeated experiments failing...
I don't think you can smoke it.
No, I don't. First of all, how are you going to smoke 60 grams of something? Just a gravity bong of nutmeg. Right. What is left, of course, is a simple and time-proven method of simply drinking it down.
Ugh.
Orange juice and nutmeg is a favorite, but it can be done any number of ways. The powder is tightly packed and can cover a great area of my throat and internal organs relative to its small volume. In addition to this, nutmeg is extremely absorbent. When it hits my mouth or throat, it immediately coats it. Kind of sounds like kratom in that regard.
Sounds terrible.
Okay, prep. I don't care about this. So he mixes it with liquid and he downs it. The high. Now let's get to it. The onset is slow, so the best time to take nutmeg is early in the morning. Yeah. That's you want to get really fucked up when you first wake up.
First thing I do is eat 60 grams of nutmeg.
The other method is to take it late at night and wake up very tired and stoned. I prefer the first method. I typically peak around 12 hours into it.
That's too long.
How did the New York Post article have such wrong information, though? They said it lasted 10 minutes.
Maybe the peak lasts 10 minutes?
Minor fact, it should not. During and after the peak, concentration memory will be shot to hell during the 5 to 8 hour mark and most mentally productive time. The mind is fertile with associations, and I oftentimes find myself writing for hours ceaselessly on any topic, fictional or not. Probably how he ended up writing this book report.
Yeah, Jesus.
Without significant impact on memory, the 8 to 16 hour mark is a different stage of the high, where I am most heavily dissociated from reality and can cycle in and out of dream states by will.
Wow.
Okay. This is the sort of timeline which we're not going to go through. We can, the OD. Do we want to read this?
Sure.
Okay. This happened 4 days ago. Wow. 6/11/2007.
Damn.
A pioneer. I live in a camp in California. Okay.
That's not terribly
maybe.
Shocking.
It is a sort of work program for troubled youths.
Kind of.
Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. And in my case, that does explain the nutmeg, though. It probably means he's getting drug tested.
Only way he can do it.
And in my case, comes with a bed, a closet for personal belongings, and food. Our camp is a two-hour walk from any civilization. So, okay, this is one of those, like, nature wellness camps where they kidnap children and force them to live in a tent to get sober. So the night before, on the 10th of June, I walked for about 8 hours back and forth between camp and town. During the last such trip, I bought the usual 60-gram container from a local grocery store. I'd done their stuff only twice before, and it was it was strong. Going to the grocery store and, like,
you guys got the fire nutmeg,
dude. This is the best nutmeg in town. The first dose after a month's break is always strong, and the second dose is much easier. I was dosing in the dark outside of camp since I didn't want to explain all this to my roommates and get fired later when I got snitched out. So in the dark, I kept pouring the stuff into the cap that comes with the bottle and dosing off that. Typically, 4 full caps will do it. Unfortunately, the nutmeg was bunched together, and I consumed more than I begged for, like an idiot. Well, he's got that right. I didn't really pay attention to how much I was putting in there either. I was in a rush because it was late at night and I wanted to wake up early and go to town the next morning to catch internet at the library on my laptop. What a winner.
Jeez.
A guy who lives in a tent, walks 8 hours to get some nutmeg to get high on so he can walk 4 hours the next day to get internet at the library.
Oh, sick.
Living high on the hog. I drink about a half gallon of cold water before I go to sleep. I've been taking caffeine pills and smoking cigarettes all day. I have not properly hydrated. The next morning, I am woken up at 5:30 by a fire alarm and am forced to march out of bed to the assigned area where we are to meet and line up. As I get up, I realize that I am in no condition to walk and I am real dizzy. My skin is yellowish and horribly, by the description of my friends, pale. I arrive at the location where we are to line up. I can barely stand. I've been there before. I feel my blood pressure dropping. I am ridiculously high. I crouch down to get more blood into my head. I love this thing junkies do when they're, like, really fucked up, where they do all this stuff that they think has, like, a medical purpose. And, like, I need blood in my head, so I'll stand on my head to get all the blood to my... That's... You know what the problem is? I don't have enough blood in my head. I just gotta...
You gotta love junkie logic.
It's fucking great, dude. I crouch down to get more blood into my head. As I get up from the couch, I suddenly faint and pass out. My friends tell me I acted like I was having a seizure. You probably were. Falling and getting up, being incoherent, and unable to answer questions, grabbing on to people to keep balanced. I have completely blacked out, and I'm only coming to as 2 people drag me out of the group area towards the office parking lot where the ambulance is to come. As my consciousness resurfaces, my high resurfaces as well. I comment on how much better I am feeling and tell them to let me go to sleep and how I would feel better, but they keep dragging me to the bench where I'm supposed to sit and wait for the ambulance. This is the worst part about drugs, is when you don't hit the sweet spot and then you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. Yeah, you just got waited out. I've hit my head repeatedly against...
Oh, well, that's not good.
This guy's a fucking dunce. He sleeps in a tent and he's like, one of my biggest hobbies, I just fucking bang my head against a wall. Where was I? Bench, right. I've hit my head repeatedly against concrete. One of the guys is just confused and unsure as to what is happening with me. And the other dude keeps telling me that he thinks he knows what's wrong with me and shakes his head. He thinks I've had way too much to drink and in his mind thinks that this is my last day at the job.
At the job.
That's his job.
That's what you call it?
I'm thinking about keeping conscious, panicking about the cost of the ambulance. Well, you got that right. Exalting God through the intense high, which reminds me of him, and laughing inwardly, thinking that the hospital will never detect the nutmeg in my system.
It's like, the hospital will never know.
I'm a brilliant man. I'm a genius. No one will ever know. He probably reeks of nutmeg. I'm strapped down to a bed and my neck is put in a brace, the assumption being that something might have happened to my head and neck, probably you banging it against concrete.
Yeah.
No one seems to suspect that I'm under the influence of anything. That is not remotely true.
Yeah, no, they can absolutely tell you're fucked up.
I don't tell them anything. They don't ask. They just ask me how I'm feeling, and I tell them that I'm faint and dehydrated and that I think my blood pressure dropped. They agree and are happy that there is no concussion or damage to the head. I am too. On the way to the hospital, they put me on an IV, and the bumpy road makes them stab my hand many more times than is necessary. When I get to the hospital, I can't help but grinning at the nurse, who is putting sticky pads on my chest and hips for the EKG that they are about to do. They put me on a saline drip and monitor my heart. A nice old lady helps me with food and water, and I gladly consume two glasses of water with a delicious sandwich. That's how I know he's fucked up. He thought the hospital food was good. I think to myself that this trip to the hospital is like a nice vacation from the ordinary.
Well, I mean, I guess compared to the work camp you were at.
It's a nice vacation from the ordinary. I am still way too stoned to be worried about anything. I come out 2 hours later, and I'm largely rehydrated, get back to the camp, and go to sleep for the rest of the day. The next day, I sign some paperwork that makes the whole thing covered by workers' compensation, simply by virtue of it having happened on camp. My urine test reveals no drugs. Today, I rethink the whole thing and regret it. I'm getting more tests to check if I might be prone to seizures.
It's so funny to fuck yourself up on nutmeg and be like, turns out I actually just have seizures.
Yeah, well, it's also like, eating a pound of nutmeg is not healthy.
No, there's going to be no negative consequences.
Well, I wonder what that guy's up to these days.
Well, let's see. By now, he's what, 17? He's 37.
Jesus. That is... Wild.
Wow, he's an old man now.
Damn.
I mean, let's be honest, he's probably dead.
Yeah, he overdosed on nutmeg.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He hit his head against concrete too vigorously one time.
I feel like fentanyl probably took out a lot of Arrowhead.
Well, this is the one good thing to come from all the analog drugs, is you don't really have to. There's a ton of drugs out there these days, and you don't have to really do nutmeg anymore.
There's stranger things that won't show up on your drug test.
Well, I know I'm out of the loop because I've been seeing people talk about drugs I've literally never even heard of before, like Calvin Klein.
Innovation never stops.
Yeah. Well, Calvin Klein is just cocaine mixed with ketamine. And then there's that 2C stuff, which is just, it's like 2CB mixed with ecstasy, mixed with coke, mixed with ketamine.
He's just making all sorts of concoctions now.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing.
Well, as long
really
as there's no fentanyl in it, you're okay. Unfortunately, there's probably fentanyl in it.
Yeah, everyone go buy fentanyl test strips if you're going to be doing a bunch of drugs. It's better to do that than do nutmeg anyways.
Yeah, don't do nutmeg.
All right, patreon.com/InPlainSightPod. We've got a very, very intense episode of I Survive to watch.
Horrific.
At Hidden Plain Sight Radio on Instagram, at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. I guess we'll do David next week. Until then, hoodoo.
Mom out.